Okay, Galt. I'll see you around, I guess.
It's nearly 6 o'clock, Mr. Galt. I'll leave, too, if there's nothing else.
There is something else.
Oh?
Would you mind having dinner with me?
Is this part of the job?
It is tonight.
Working conditions are certainly looking up around here.
And potty your nose, honey, and let's go.
Oh, dinner was lovely, Mr. Galt. Thank you.
You're welcome. Say, how'd you like to go dancing? We got some great playgrounds up around 52nd Street.
Among them, your apartment?
Oh, well, that's just a coincidence.
I haven't worked for you very long, but I know when you're pitching a curve at me, and I always carry a catcher's mitt.
No offense. The guy's got to try, doesn't he?
Not in my league, Mr. Galt. In my league, we play for keeps, said she with a smile.
Oh, well, maybe I ought to fire you then.
Before you do, I ought to tell you something. We're being followed.
I know. Guy in a white suit, about 5'10", brown hair, sports shoes.
I've never been followed before.
Hey, that's a terrible reflection on American manhood. He's been tailing us since we left the office.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe he likes your big blue eyes.
Do we just keep walking?
No. There's a cab at the corner. Take it. Go around the block, then park across from our office. Wait there till he comes out.
And you?
I'll invite the white suit up to the office for choir practice. After he sings, you follow him. Let me know where he goes.
Okay, but what have you been doing lately?
What do you think I've been doing?
Well, I think you could have been doing a lot of things. Because you're stubborn and impulsive and you think you're tough. You've got some blind spots, too.
Yeah? Name one.
Sentiment about women, for instance. You're afraid of emotion. You keep your heart in a steel safe.
I suppose you're the blowtorch type.
I can be warm.
Well, good. Here's the cab.
Be careful, Brad. I'll see you later.
All right, Buster.
Huh?
Let's take a walk.
Why?
Because there's a gun in my pocket that says you'd better. Come on. My office is just around the block.
I don't like this, mister. I don't like this at all.
Just stay in the chair. You travel light, don't you? Nothing in your pockets but a roll of nickels, some keys, and your wallet. But a roll of nickels will do for brass knuckles any day.
Brass knucks ain't legal. I just carry my change the hard way.
What's in the wallet?
$5.
Oh, no. More than that, Buster. An identification card. Fred Foss, huh? 728 East 23rd Street. All right, Freddy. Let's play 20 questions. You give me the right answers, maybe I won't knock your teeth out. What's your racket?
Same as yours, Private Dick.
That's the wrong answer. We don't go on a job without a license. Where's yours?
I left it home.
Okay. Let me coax you. I can do it the hard way, too. How long you been shagging me?
2 days. I was climbing in your pocket all the time.
Who pays the fare?
A client. You know I can't tell you his name. It ain't ethical.
Yeah, sure. You and me both. We're up to our ears in ethics.
Hey, lay off of me.
What's his name? Who's paying you?
What do you have to slug me for? All right, take it easy. His name's Jardine.
Come again.
Anthony Jardine. Tall guy, fancy dresser, thinks he's class.
Where do you live?
You saw my address, 23rd Street, with my brother-in-law.
What's his phone number?
Chelsea, 043510. Go on. Phone him. See if I'm lying.
Just stand where you are, Foss.
What's the matter? No answer?
Hello?
Fred Foss there?
He ain't here.
When'll he be back?
I don't know. You want to tell me something?
No message. All right. Take your keys and your nickels. And if I catch you tailing me again, I'll ram that roll right down your throat.
Uh-oh.
Oh, now look what you've done. Knocked my ink over.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'm nervous or something.
All over your nice white suit. Here's your $5. Get it cleaned. Jardine's fussy about neatness.
What you doing with my wallet?
This I keep. I got a poor memory for names and addresses. I may want to look you up again sometime. All right, Buster, blow.
Hello.
Well?
This time you will fire me.
You lost him.
Uh-huh.
That's fine.
He got in another cab. I followed him.
Except when the other cab...